And let's go to our special guest. Chris, who is the special guest? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Ralph, it is head coach of the national champion Texas A&M Aggies, Gary Blair. Coach Blair, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm sitting at my office. I just got a chance to watch the replay of our game finally. And we won that sucker.
Well, you won it again, huh, Coach?
It was a great game.
You didn't think Coach, this is Ralph Cooper. You didn't think the outcome of the game was going to change, did you?
Well, I was hoping some of the officiating calls might change, but now that I see it, some of them were good, some of them were bad. We made a few bad decisions. We made a lot of good ones, though. So we're going to rejoice in it. We're bringing that national championship back to Texas A&M. And we're also bringing another championship back to the state of Texas. So happy for my kids. I'm happy for the state of basketball in Texas. It's very good.
Coach, talk about, I guess, these last 2 days, how busy things have been for you, you know, being on all these shows and things like that, talking about winning the championship, first in A&M history.
It's been huge. The Mike and Mike show on Wednesday morning, and then the one show right after that, getting a chance to do the Tom Joyner show this morning with Roland Martin was very special. I've got our 12th man thing to do tomorrow, and coming back, getting off the bus, seeing the fences lined with people, it was special. And then coming back to 7,000 people there at Reed Arena at 2:00 in the afternoon. And then after we did our thing on stage, our kids stayed around for 2.5 hours and signed autographs. Took every picture, everything. And I told the kids, this is what comes with winning national championships. The expectations, the opportunities. And we need to be very appreciative of the fans who do care about an autograph or taking a picture. And in my marketing eyes, they're all potential season ticket holders. So we're going to sign till the last signature is done.
Well, Coach, this is Ralph Cooper. I read something that you said the other day in regard to your sport, women's basketball. You said that the sport on a whole needs to do a better job marketing their product. Could you talk about that a little bit more?
I think what we've to do is a lot of times in the universities or the colleges or the D2 or D3s, they don't have enough money to market all their sports. So we have to be more creative ourselves, very similar to what they do in minor league baseball, which I think they do a great job of marketing to smaller cities. I think it starts with the head coach, not the marketing director. Well, not every head coach is going to be as outgoing as I am. I'm just out of the box sometimes, but that's me. But other head coaches need to realize they need to give more of their time to the community. They need to be out into the restaurants and the churches, at the youth games, at the little dribblers games, and all of it, letting people know you care. And then if you start doing that, that's going to pay off for you. It's not all winning and losing that brings people into the stands. I copied that idea that Van Chancellor used to do with the Comets when he used to throw candy into the stands down close. Well, I go another step. I go up into the stands and go deep all the way up, all the way down. That's just because when we first got started, I had to go way up to find any fan. And so it works out. After the ball games, we stay right there on the court, sign autographs, take pictures, whatever. All of these are little things. Our kids are very involved in the community. We're always close, first or second, always in winning what we call the Aggie Cup here. As you get points for doing so many different events and the charities and going to the schools, we believe that also is good for our kids to realize how lucky we are to be healthy and talented and be able to play in front of so many people. And this is what needs to happen. And then the marketing directors, they need to sit in there and realize what are your demographics? Who can come to the game? And are they affordable prices? it's hard to go to a ball game and you're trying to sell a little kid, 10 years old, a $4 Coca-Cola. Okay, that's hard. Well, we need to structure it down because the answer is the kids. The more and more kids that we can get coming, particularly from eighth grade down to women's athletics, they're going to bring their parents. They bring their parents, they might get hooked on the game themselves. The younger kids are just hooked being with any athletes, regardless of the sport. And then I just think that's what we need to do, and particularly like down in your area in Houston, that's hard because you're in a pro market area. But the same thing happens in Dallas and all these places. It's hard for SMU and TCU and Rice and Houston to draw the type of fans that we can draw in the smaller towns that do not have pro sports.
Once again, we're talking to Coach Gary Blair of the National Championship Texas A&M Aggie women's basketball team. And, Coach, that brings me to another point. I'm going to share with you, Chris dealt with this question from Indianapolis on the telephone with a couple of other guests I had in the studio earlier in the week, and we had the debate. In your opinion, would it be feasible for the women's NCAA tournament? I'm going to ask you just like it was thrown out here. Should the women's NCAA tournament be incorporated with the men's NCAA tournament and held at the same time, same place?
Absolutely not.
Go ahead. That's what the two of us said. We'll listen to you now. Explain that to others.
Well, there's no reason. To be honest, I wish the Big 12 tournament was held at separate sites. I'm in a minority there, though. But it's held at separate sites in all the other BCS conferences. Let the women's game stand on its own. You do not need to piggyback with the men. And you'd be surprised how few men's basketball fans are also women's basketball fans. We build our own base. Yes, we do have a crossover. And, yes, they are proud of us. But there's only so many nights a week you can go out and watch, particularly if you're a parent and you're between 30 and 50. The over 50 crowd we can get because generally their kids are grown and they have days, nights of the week that they can go out. To play, now the question is not should we play together. Should we play on separate weekends? The NCAA is looking hard at moving ours back a week and going against the Masters or baseball. I think that would be a great idea.
I do also.
Because you look at our crowd, we actually only had 17,000 for our game. It's the first time in a long time it was not a sellout.
Right.
And why Indianapolis is a great sports town, and when Baylor won in 2005, they were in the dome, and I think they averaged 24,000 there.
Okay.
So I'm promoting it 1 week later, but nothing else. Don't change what's growing.
Now,
where our sport is growing.
Right. And Coach Blatt, I'm going to put a little age on myself, and I'm going to ask you this question. Being one who was around when the women, I think, at Wayland Baptist and Delta State with Lucia Harris were winning in women's basketball. Talk a little bit about where your sport has come from, that particular stage of women's basketball, to where you all are now.
Well, a lot of it's the media coverage. A lot of it's television, and a lot of it is girls are now playing basketball 12 months a year, which was not happening back when Stephen F., Wayland Baptist, Louisiana Tech, it just was not happening. And particularly in the recruiting part, we're going to be going out next week. That's the only weekend we can go out in the spring. And here, all of us are as tired as we can be, but we've got to go out and recruit. So recruiting has changed, but the players back then, Lucy Harris was as good as it was. Jill Rankin played at Wayland Baptist for 3 years and then at Tennessee. They were just as good as some of the post players today, if not all the post players. But the other players are a whole lot better than the role players that they had back in those days. It's the Lynette Wooders, the Pam Kellys, Cheryl Millers. They were all that good, except now defense is being played at a much higher level. The game is faster. the six-footers now can play point guard where they used to have to be post players. Kids are getting taller, faster. They're getting a better knowledge of the game because there's so much television that goes on out there. But instead of always having to watch the men's game to learn the players, where they used to say, be like Mike.
Yes.
A lot of kids want to say, be like Danielle, be like Cheryl Swoops, be like Candace Parker. So now we have our role models that are out. They're in advertisements. They're playing in the WNBA here in the States, or we're playing at such a stage now that we're turning people into fans. It wasn't just Aggies all across the nation watching us play Notre Dame. It was people that got tuned on to women's basketball, and they were turning off Dancing with Stars and watching us, because it was, basketball wasn't new, but you had A&M and Notre Dame playing for a national championship. Sometimes that's good for the sport. Sometimes it's like in baseball, you don't always need the Yankees and the Red Sox. There's nothing wrong with Tampa Bay and the San Francisco Giants or
your Rangers.
Rangers. So I'm looking at the Masters right now as we're putting. I mean, as the guy's putting right now. Tiger and Phil Mickelson do not win it. What's wrong with the other guys in the field that are playing at such a high level?
Like
it's the game of golf. You don't have to have stars win all the time. I don't have to be Geno, and Muffet doesn't have to be Pat Summitt. And someday it's going to be Mark Turchin getting to the Final Four, and he doesn't have to be Mike Krzyzewski. We are who we are, and we want people to enjoy the game as it is, enjoy us as coaches. I think in the women's game, it's very good. We can keep our egos down a whole lot more, but on the men's side, it's kind of hard because you're pushed in so many different directions. The pressure's on you to win at the highest level. It's immense. And the obligations, dealing with the alumni and all of that type of stuff, it's tough to be a men's coach, particularly in football or men's basketball.
Coach, so one last thing. What is it going to take for the Aggies to get back to the Final Four next year?
Stay healthy. Get all my recruits here in September. Some of the kids that are coming off of the bench are Tyra White needs to go into a starring role. Adora Lanu is maybe the most underappreciated kid that we have on our team. But as a coach, I appreciate the heck of it. She's very versatile. She can do a lot of things. And I want her to come into her own her senior year. The question is going to be at the point guard position. I've got a very good freshman coming in from the Dallas area. And I got Pratcher back, be going into her junior year. And she played well all year, really up until the last few games in the playoffs. But that pressure's tough. And then we can always move Carter to the point if we need to, but I think her strength is at the shooting guard. We've got a little package called Kelsey Bone that's coming in that will be eligible.
You call it a little and package? A little package?
A little package.
Yeah. Okay. 6 foot five little package.
A little package. But she can move like Danielle Adams. She's quicker than Danielle, but she's got 3 inches. And I think she'll be actually able to score easier in the paint than Danielle. She doesn't have Danielle's outside game, but it's not a bad outside game at all. And so we're going to put her in there, and we've got the 6'7" kid coming from Houston, Rachel Mitchell. Things are looking good, and recruiting's looking good. Our phone has been ringing off the wall with recruits texting us or emailing us or letting us know where they're going to be next weekend when they're playing. And that's good. We're not having to do the calls. They're calling us, and I think that's very good.
Is there anything else you want to tell the listeners to wrap it up?
Don't just send your kids to the gym. Go to the gym with your kids. Play a game of horse with them. Listen to your kids. Don't do all the talking yourself. learn how to be a good listener. And that's tough to tell a parent that. But that's what needs to happen, son, because the kids, they're our future. And we need to help them out, but we need to understand them just a little bit better.
Well, we want to thank you, and again, we want to congratulate you, not only for representing Texas A&M and your team, of course, but also the state of Texas. And that's huge what you just accomplished. And from listening to you, Coach, I get the feeling you're thinking two-peat already.
Hey, it's in Denver. I'd love to go to Denver, baby. That's in Denver next year. So let's figure out. But the Big 12 is now going down to 10 now. We're going to have to play 18 conference games plus a conference tournament. By the time the NCAA comes around, we will have been totally wasted by the time. But it's basketball at the highest level, and I love it.
Okay, and again, congratulations. Keep up the great work. And we really appreciate you taking this time sharing the information you shared with our listeners, okay?
I appreciate it, and thank all those Aggies out there and all the potential Aggies out there that are listening to your show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. I'll see you this summer.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.